Hey.
I will answer that question. Our intro starts, are you ready? And the answer to that question is no. We are not. We are not prepared for today's show. What's up, everybody? It's Kramer. You got Charlotte. Jess is out for the next couple of days, so you know how that goes. It's not good. We always say that Jess is... She keeps the show grounded.
She's like the anchor.
Yeah.
The sanity.
She is.
The sweetness.
We always say, like, whenever we're, like, shooting around ideas for the show... Charlotte and I throw out the craziest ideas, and Jess is always says no, and that's how we know it's like, ooh, we went too far, probably.
Yeah.
But now Jess ain't here, baby. Jess ain't here, so guess what? Things about to get a little loose around here.
A little wonky.
A little wild around here, so just,
It's messy singles week.
Yeah. You got two people that can't quite get their lives together, so that's what you're about to walk into today. All right. We're going to do a little bit of a Fear Factor Would You Rather Wednesday, okay? And if you've never been here for this before, going to give you two scenarios that are pretty unfortunate, and you got to tell us which one would you rather out of these two things, all right? And no loopholes, don't get out of this, all right? Would you rather be stuck in a canoe in the middle of an ocean or... stuck on a roller coaster? Would you rather be stuck in a canoe, middle of an ocean, or stuck on a roller coaster? And we'll say for this one, nobody in sight. The roller coaster just keeps on coastering.
Okay.
So the roller coaster's not stopped. It's just
it's still going?
It's going.
Oh, I thought it was like you're dangling in midair.
No,
okay.
You're not dangling.
Honestly, I'm going canoe then.
And the canoe is just, but you're out in the middle of the water.
Yeah.
Nobody's coming to get you on either way.
Yeah.
But I'll make the roller coaster a little bit better. No loops.
Okay.
No loops. Just roller coaster.
Okay. All right.
Which one would you rather?
Yeah, no, I'm sticking with canoe because I've never been on a roller coaster in my life, and I certainly don't intend to start now.
Ever?
No. I always get scared.
Okay, write that down. Somebody write that down.
I always get so scared.
We got to send Charlotte to Six Flags before.
See, the problem is I could probably do it, but I get too nervous waiting in line.
It freaks you out.
If I could just get right on and get it over with, that'd be one thing. But like,
that cue.
I have too much time to think about it. And then I'm like, yeah, I'm kind of good. Like, I'd rather live. So how about you?
I think I could do the roller coaster. Here's the thing with the canoe. Because the roller coaster, like, I think it's so predictable. Like, I would know what was going to be happening. And let's just say, like, especially if we had I'm changing my own rules here. Because is it forever? Is it like a time thing? Let's just say 24 hours.
Yeah.
I'm changing the rules here. You're stuck in this thing 24 hours. I could do roller coaster 24 hours way better than I could. Because, like, what if a shark came by? What if, like...
But you got your canoe. You're chilling. You're chilling.
There's too many factors out
there. A good storm. There's a lot that could happen, but I'm chilling in my canoe.
I'm going roller coaster. Would you rather be stuck in the canoe in the middle of the water, middle of the ocean, or stuck on a roller coaster? Roller coaster's going, but there's no loops. Let us know.
Now.
Trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess.
All right, Jess is out on a little vacation. She's watching her cousin graduate this weekend. So she's back on Monday. Charlotte's in for our top three.
Number three.
All right, we got bad news and good news. The bad news is yesterday's Oriole game was postponed due to inclement weather. The good news is that it's currently slated to begin today, May 14th, at 12:05 p.m. And they are going to be playing against the Twins today. And this is a part of the Healthcare Appreciation Night promotion. So enjoy that and stay tuned at Orioles.com/weather to see if there's any more updates with that. Hopefully not really crossing our fingers.
This weather's not looking great. It rained today, rain tomorrow, like rain all the way. Looks like through Sunday. But you know Maryland, it might change, but it's not looking great for the rest of the week.
Number two.
Squishmallows are back at McDonald's. The really popular promotion was so successful back when they did it in 2023 that they've brought it back again. And as of May 13th, they are back on the menu with your Happy Meals. They're already being sold complete sets of them for $50 on eBay. Squishmallow fans are really passionate. Did you know that?
I don't have kids, and So I don't understand the Squishmallow things. They just kind of seem like giant Beanie Babies.
Yeah, but they're like really comfy.
Yeah.
Like my sister has a massive collection. Yeah. And apparently like there's Facebook pages and they'll like share where to get them. It's like,
I know people get wild about
it. They're very wild about it.
Are people expecting this to be like a really big thing now that they're at McDonald's?
Yeah, it was already a big thing last time. Okay. And they're already like selling for like $50 online.
Crazy.
So just
so
for
wild.
The little Happy Meal toys. Yeah. So I guess collect those. Don't throw them out if you get a
today.
Happy Meal. Yes, I believe so. They announced it yesterday.
Okay. All right, cool.
Number one.
All right. So Cassie testified in the Diddy Combs case. Obviously, this has been a very tough case that we've been covering. Yeah. She had to talk about the physical abuse that she endured. Obviously, that video came out, like a year ago now. It's been a while. And obviously in it, you can see her being kicked, stomped on, just really, really horrible, horrible things. So I think everyone's really proud of her for testifying and having to relive that. So the trial is expected to last 8 to 10 weeks and is going to continue in Manhattan federal court. We don't really know much yet.
Right.
But she has begun testifying.
There's some pretty damning things that came out yesterday, man. I mean, you've heard a lot of these stories when it comes to like the baby oil stuff. And one of the stories yesterday that I saw was about her having to do something with like a baby pool and baby oil. It's like, I hate that like these stories are now going to like come back in the forefront.
I know.
As this case goes on, I'm glad she is quote unquote getting her day in court, like for real.
Yeah.
Like I'm glad she's coming forward and being able to do it. But it's just, it sucks because we're going to have to almost traumatize ourselves again with these stories.
Right. I hate that she has to relive it.
Relive it.
Yeah.
I hate that she has to do it. And I hate that like, for anyone that's been through sexual abuse stuff, like I'm sure this has to be so triggering for you too, as these stories come up. But hopefully there's some part of this that feels good, you know, like to see Diddy have his day in court for real, you know.
It is a little bit satisfying, I think,
I hope to see
real justice.
Right, yeah. I hope there is real justice,
yes,
sir.
My
fear is, because we've seen this happen too many times, that at the end of this, Diddy's just gonna, you know, I don't want to see this guy just be like, well, you know, oh well, he got his, you know, he's served 3 months in prison.
I'm really hoping they do the right thing.
We'll see how this goes, right? Yep. All right, that's Go Charlotte. In for Jess, there goes your top three. Brought to you by Gold Vision. Good morning, everybody. Please tell me there's somebody listening that was at the Laurel Main Street Festival on Saturday, because this story is wild. First off, just so you know, nobody was harmed in this story. But now it's gone viral, and I feel like we've got to talk about it. There was a woman. Her name is Kai. She's 28 years old. She was trying to get to work, and she enters into where they were having this Main Street Festival down in Laurel. And she gets to where they had this roadblock, right?
Yeah.
Because they blocked off the roads for this festival.
Uh-huh.
And so the police down there were like, hey, you can't get through because we have this festival going on. Kai is very upset by this. And so they're like, hey, you can't get through here. And she's like, well, I have to get to work. First off, let's stop right there. I've never wanted to get to work so bad that I'm going to argue with anybody. Like if I got to a roadblock and they're like, you can't go to work. I'm like, cool. I'm fine with that.
Right.
I'll be late for work.
You're like, perfect.
Maybe, okay, in Kai's defense, maybe she has a very important job.
Yeah.
Maybe way more important than hosting a local radio show. So I'm going to be in Kai's defense for a second.
Yeah.
Y'all, Kai was not having this. Kai literally got out of her car. She moved the roadblock and started driving down the street of the Main Street Festival.
So I'm assuming it's like similar to Towson Town Festival where there's yeah. like all the vendors in the street, like little kids walking through the street.
I want you to visualize that. There's people literally walking. This could have actually been, in all seriousness, this could have been really bad. Just think of any street festival. This woman literally starts driving her car down the middle of the street festival. Here's some audio for you.
I apologize for the inconvenience. I'd be happy to call you a taxi. Fortunately,
I don't have to come back. I just need to get out. You gotta go.
Telling you right now.
Oh, I gotta go to work. What do you want me to do? I have to go to work.
You cannot get out. Stop your car. Stop.
Excuse me.
Stop.
Excuse me, y'all.
What?
What's it?
Ted, there's a lady running out of the street on a BMW. Stop. Get out of the car.
Like, wasn't having. Literally wanted to get to work so bad. She starts driving down Main Street and Laurel.
Why didn't she like just go around the block?
Not going to defend her actions because what she did was absolutely wrong.
No, that's really dangerous.
I'm just trying to think of like why she had to be at work so bad that she's like, I'm just going to drive right through the middle of this festival. I'm just going to completely ignore this police. I mean, you could hear the police officer.
Yeah.
It was literally like, ma'am, no, don't do this. She gets out of her car, moves the barricade. And then literally drives through. Again, nobody was hurt. The police officer, by the way, did have some minor injuries. He was hit by the vehicle. It's just being reported as minor injuries. So we got to take that into account. She is now being facing criminal charges, which she should. Please do not drive through street festivals. And also... It's not worth it. The moral of the story here is, please don't drive through street festivals. I think this probably goes without saying, but please don't drive through street festivals. They're there for family fun, not for driving through.
Yes.
So, we are trying to find people that were there though, because I just only imagine if you turn around, you're just hanging out at this family event, like what that felt like. We couldn't find somebody to get on the phone. What are texts saying though, Charlotte?
We did get some crazy texts about it. Someone was there and their son Joshua almost got hit. They said it was really stressful. She hopes she goes to jail. Honestly, very understandable. Yeah. I would want to see some form of justice
of course.
If my kid was almost
injured. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Let's see. Someone else said that they weren't there, but they do live in Laurel, near downtown. And they were talking about how not only did that happen, but a food truck vendor also burst into flames. There was a mini explosion, which is actually what ended up canceling. There was also supposed to be a parade. So honestly, like, it almost feels like the universe
was cursed.
Well, yes, but I almost feel like that might have saved people's lives because imagine if she did that into a parade.
That's a good point.
You know?
That's a good point. Yeah.
But yeah, it does feel like this festival was just kind of cursed this year. Like, what is going on?
I feel bad.
On?
Man, I feel bad. If you went out for the Laurel Main Street Parade or Festival and you were just trying to enjoy yourself, and obviously this woman just decided to plow through. Again, everybody, the cop had a few damages. And by the way, thank for our police for stepping in.
Oh my gosh.
Because you never know what you're going to encounter day to day. We'll get this video posted. Go follow us at Kramer and Jess on Facebook. We're Kramer and Jess, and you can go see what happened.
$1,000 minute. Mix 106.5.
Hey, play these questions in the car right now. See how you do on this. It's the Crames flying solo today. Jess is back on Monday. She's at a graduation for her cousin. Yeah. Today's caller 10, though, playing live. Who says hi?
Holy crap, Azoid. How you doing, buddy?
Donna, this is exactly what I needed today. I'm gonna tell you what. Without Jess, it's a little different. But I swear, when the phone gods give me Donna, I get real happy about that. How we doing, doll?
Doing great, sweetie pie. How are you?
It's so good, Donna. It's so good. A little rainy outside, but you're the sunshine through the phone just cheered me up. It just cheered me up.
Excellent.
You ready to go?
I've accomplished my mission then.
Then that's it, Donna. God, we love Donna. If y'all don't know Donna, this is Donna. You don't even have to introduce yourself. This is the second you said, this is Donna, y'all. In case you don't know Donna, she's a show favorite. Donna knows how to play, but I'm going to explain this to everybody else in case they're new to the show. Y'all, this is our $1,000 minute. We play this every single day for $1,000 in free gas. Donna's going to play today, but it could be you tomorrow. So we're going to ask her 7 trivia questions. She's going to get 60 seconds to answer these. If she gets them right, she wins $1,000 in free dashing gas. Donna, you know, if you get one wrong, you mispronounce one, or you take longer than 60 seconds, you're out. You can pass if you want to. If you don't know one, we're going to come back here at the end, and you get a chance to get them, you know, go again for the ones you don't know. You ready to go, Donna? You ready to do this?
Let's rock and roll, baby.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number one. David Beckham is married to which former Spice Girl?
Oh, pass.
Question number two. What is the name of the game where players try to take away a flag from their opponents?
Pass.
Question number three. Which artist is known for the hit song Call Me Maybe?
Pass.
Question number four. What is the product of 7 and 12?
19.
It's not 19. It's not 19. It's all right, Donna. It's all right. I thought maybe you'd know your Spice Girl knowledge, but it's all good.
Nobody's gonna win.
Donna, what's your expertise, Donna? What are you an expert on?
Hard to say. My head's full of all kinds of crap.
Yeah, it is.
Sports, all kinds of stuff. You know, just enough to hold conversations with people, but. Yeah. I'm not good at trivia, but like I said, it's fun to play.
It is fun. You know what? It's just always good to get you in here. Just you just brighten everybody's spirits. Well, let's go back through these, and we'll see how we would have done with the rest of them too. David Beckham is married to Victoria Beckham, who is Posh Spice, by the way. Capture the flag is what we were looking for. The game where players try to take away a flag from their opponent is capture the flag. Which artist is known for the hit song Call Me Maybe? That's Carly Rae Jepsen. Number four is the product of 7 and 12 is 84. How about this one, Donna? Let's do a little history here. What is the name of the treaty that ended World War I? Any idea? By the way, I would not have known this, but any idea? Treaty that ended World War I?
No.
Treaty of Versailles. Treaty of Versailles is that one. How about we try physics? What is the fastest possible speed in the universe, according to physics?
Speed of light.
Speed of light is correct. Yes, ma'am. And how about this one? Which letter is the third vowel in the alphabet? Will be your final question today.
I.
Is I. Yes. Yeah, there you go, Donna. We picked it up there towards the end.
Should have started with those.
I know.
Should have been backwards. It kind of fits me. I'm a little weird anyway, so
right.
We went backwards.
Yeah, we would have gone backwards. At least you would have felt better about it. That's right. That's right.
Hey, but it was fun, honey, and you have an excellent day.
No, wait.
Hang on, Ballmer.
Donna, we need your words of wisdom. Donna always, like, we always ask Donna to leave us. She always got some positivity for us. Donna, before you go, leave us with some positivity so we can start our rainy day off right.
Just everybody chill out, okay?
Yeah.
Be kind. Remember, everybody's going through their own stuff. So just be kind. Be nice. Let's show people what humanity can be like.
There she goes right there. Donna, we love you. We'll do 7 more questions same time tomorrow, okay?
I'll try again, sweetie.
All right, Donna. Talk to you then. Everybody get ready to play brand new questions, not same questions. That'd be way too easy of a game. So there's gasoline and there's top tier performance gasoline at Dash-In. Top tier certified means Dash-In fuel meets performance standards set by some of the leading auto brands. Fill up with top-tier Dash-In gasoline. Your engine deserves it. Stop in at Dash-In. Especially if you love this game, go support Dash-In. We love Dash-In. They're great.
Hi, I'm Logan. I'm 7 years old from Haverty, and here's my joke. Why do you never trust a taco?
Why do you never trust a taco? Okay, all right.
It's time for Kid Jokes.
Jessica left me. I think she did this purposely too.
To fend for yourself.
Yeah, because at first she was only going to take Thursday, Friday off. And then secretly she was like, actually, I'm going to take Wednesday, Thursday, Friday off. And I think it's because secretly she didn't want to do kid jokes. But that's okay. It's fine. Welcome to Kid Jokes, everybody. Kid Jokes is basically where we have the funniest kids in Maryland call us, tell us your best kid jokes, and we as educated college-educated adults try to solve them. What you're going to find, though, is like these are way harder than you think.
Mm-hmm.
Like, see how many of these that you can solve, because we just, when we started this, we're like, oh, this is a cute little segment. And then we were, as we've done this throughout the years, we're like, oh, this is actually really, really hard. So if you're a funny kid and you got a great joke, call our Kid Joke Hotline, 855-KID-JOKE. And like, parents, encourage your funny kid to call. This should be fun for everybody. Like, school's starting to wrap up. Maybe they've been hearing this all year. Like, give them that encouragement. 855-KID-JOKE. Tell us a great joke. And then we, myself and Charlotte, are going to try to solve these, okay? All right, I'm sorry. The joke was what? It was,
why do you never trust a taco?
Why do you never trust a taco? Something to do. Let me see. Taco.
They got beef.
They got beef.
Right? Like,
I was going to say something like they taco about it. They're going to taco about
it. That's good.
Because they're going to talk. I'm going because they're going to taco about it.
Because they always spill the beans.
Because they always spill the beans.
That's okay. Yeah. Yeah.
They always spill the beans. Yeah. Yeah. I like it. It took me a second to get there, but I liked it.
Yeah, because there's beans.
Because there's beans in a taco.
Sometimes.
I get
it.
I get it. I think taco about it is actually better though, because they got taco
both
about
of our
it.
Answers
they
were
both
actually
work.
Good for
I think they. I think there's a lot of things you can do with a taco.
It could be
joke.
Interchangeable. Yeah.
I think that's what we learned today.
Yeah.
855, kid joke.
Hi, I'm Jackson. I'm from Baltimore, Maryland. I'm 10 years old, and here's my joke. What is spicy but cold in the winter?
Ooh. Spicy but cold in the winter. Spicy but cold in the winter. Chili. Chili.
Yes.
Spicy but cold in the winter is chili. It's got to be.
Chili pepper.
Chili pepper.
Okay.
Dang,
that was
man.
Good.
Yo, he said chili and I was like, yes. He said peppers and I'm like, oh man, doesn't count.
We're kind of on fire today.
That one didn't really count.
Shh. It's fine.
I like had this false sense of confidence for a second. Chili no peppers. Got them. 855 kid joke. Come on, funny kids. If you got a great joke, 855 kid joke.
Hi, I'm Cornelia. I'm 8 years old and I'm from Bear Air, Maryland. And my kid joke is, why did the butterfly slip on ice?
Why'd the butterfly slip on ice? All right.
Oh.
This is tough. Why'd the butterfly slip on ice?
Because she wasn't a decorated Olympian figure skater.
Most specific answer ever. Why? Well, let's think. Ice skates. Butterfly... She didn't have a... Oh, man. This
She's
is
clumsy?
Come on. Flying. She didn't have the skating...
Oh, there was butter on
butter.
The ice.
Butter. There you go. She was butter...
She butter fell.
Finger butter. Oh, it has something to do with butter, I'm sure.
Maybe?
It's a...
Because it was a butterfly.
It was a butterfly. It was a butter...
Oh, like flying in the air.
Yeah. I think that makes sense. A butterfly. Yeah. I had something to do with butter. I think that makes sense. 855 kid joke.
Hi, my name is Avon, and I'm calling from Pasadena, Maryland, and I'm 8 years old. And here's my joke. What is a snake's favorite subject?
What's a snake? A snake's is.
Okay.
Plural.
A snake's is.
A snake's is.
Yeah.
What's a snake's is? Plural snakes. Snake's is. What's a snake's is favorite subject? What is snake like? Like a...
slithering.
Slithering. Man, what do snakes do? They they slither. They hiss.
Bite.
They bite.
Hiss.
They...
Hiss.
History.
Story?
History. History.
Come on, we gotta
history.
Go.
Yeah,
history,
we
yo. Listen, is this normal bar behavior? I don't know how bars work anymore. I don't go to bars, but we have a mystery on our hands. I feel so like so old. I don't go to bars anymore. How do bars work? I don't know.
How do those things work?
I don't drink anymore. I haven't been to a bar in so long, but something that happened this weekend was so weird. Maybe you've got some clarity on this. So I went to this birthday party for some people at the radio station. Like Jess's birthday is in May, a couple different people. So they decided to go to this place called High Tops in Timonium. And like the party was fine. And I mean, I don't.
It was fun.
It was fine.
We had fun.
They had fun. I don't drink, so it wasn't that fun. It was just whatever.
He was a good sport.
I was a good sport, I will say.
I
kept a pretty positive attitude, I would say. But that's not the problem. The problem started when I left the bar and I walked out to my car, and sitting on the front of my Jeep, like on the front bumper, was a stack of dirty clothes.
Like a bunch.
Like shirt, pants. I think there were some socks. And I stood there and I looked at this pile of clothes and I said, what in the world? I was with Gina Crash. She was on our sister station, 101.9. And like Gina and I sat there and we stared at this for like 3 minutes before Charlotte even came out. And like we ran through every possibility of like how could these clothes have ended up on my front bumper of my car.
And like, why? Was the more concerning question.
Like, why in the world would someone left clothes on the front of my car?
And they were kind of like tucked in there.
Yeah, it wasn't like someone just like haphazardly. Lazily, it wasn't haphazard at all. Y'all, I'm concerned. Like, first I was like, am I being targeted? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I know it sounds silly, but like after the assault, everything feels targeted.
I get it.
So like, first I'm like, somebody, and Charlotte was nice enough to come over and kick the clothes off the car because I was like,
I had on my Doc Martens, thank God.
Is this a threat? Do I need to be threatened? And then it was just normal pair of clothes, all right? Normal pair of clothes. But then I'm like, why in the world would there be a pair of clothes just sitting on my car? So again, I don't go to bars. I need you to solve this mystery for me. You call and you tell me right now, or you can text us. Why was there a pair of clothes sitting on my car? It's your best guess only.
Yeah, and I will say, because my initial thought was that someone had peed or thrown up.
It did not smell.
There was no smell.
No.
It didn't seem wet. We didn't see wet spots. It would have been obvious.
Charlotte, your best guess, and you can say it's your best guess, is to text call 410-583-1065. By the way, if you want to see this picture, go follow us on Kramer and Jess, Kramer with a K, Kramer and Jess on Instagram. Just give us your best guesses, because we don't know either. There was just a random set of clothes sitting on my front bumper up in Timonium this weekend.
Okay, best guess. You know how Maryland is with the weather. You never know what's coming. So I'm thinking someone came prepared. They said, I'm going to wear layers. And then as they started drinking, they were feeling themselves. So they started stripping off layers.
Like, it was clothes,
and they said, but the pants is what gets me.
Like, was someone pantsless somewhere?
That's what we need to know.
Was someone pantsless? That's what I'm concerned about.
Who was pantsless at High Tops?
Like, I'm just wondering if maybe someone was drunk and then changed and then forgot that they changed and then left them. But I'm like, why would they change in the middle of the High Tops
also,
parking lot in Timonium?
Here's another layer. There was a bouncy house for children there. So, could have been related to that?
I don't know.
A lot
Y'all,
of questions.
This mystery is killing the show right now. We've been talking about this for days. This is Emily in Arbutus. Emily, what's your theory? Like, why are these random clothes just on top of a car? What could have happened here? We've been wondering this for days now.
My theory is that lots of people have Jeeps.
Yes.
And someone thought it was someone else's Jeep. Someone that they were returning clothes to, someone they were annoyed at or whatever. They were trying to return clothes to someone else. Not you.
Not me.
And just thought they would put the clothes on the person's Jeep, and it turned out to be the wrong Jeep.
So you thought maybe it was like a breakup or something? You think maybe they were like, meet me at the High Tops parking lot at 2 o'clock and leave them at the Jeep, and then maybe there were two Jeeps in the parking lot, and they're like, you know where to do, leave them there, and then...
Or they were at the bar together and had a fight and...
Oh,
whatever, and
fight at the
went
bar.
Out to the wrong Jeep and threw the clothes on the wrong Jeep.
Does it not seem weird to you, though? If you came out of a bar and there were just clothes sitting in the front of your car, would you not be like, what in the world's going on here?
Oh, yeah, obviously.
It's definitely weird. Okay, I just want to make sure this is abnormal behavior, yes?
Oh, definitely weird.
Okay, definitely weird. Just want to make sure. I haven't done this in a while, so I want to make sure this is weird. Okay, thank you for calling us. Appreciate you.
All right.
Go shoot us a follow on Instagram at Kramer and Jess, at Kramer and Jess. It's Kramer with a K, Kramer and Jess. J-E-S-S, and see the picture of the clothes and, like, give us your best guess. We as a morning show cannot seem to solve this. Brian in Baltimore, come on, solve this mystery. Why is there a stack of clothes sitting on the front of my car? I know you've got the answer.
Was it men's clothes or female clothes?
Great question. I would say it could be either way. It was like a pair of jeans and like a flannel. Honestly, could have gone either way on that one.
Okay,
I'm leaning male.
Possibly male.
It was guy clothes. I'm assuming that whoever put it on your car thought it was the car of the person that they was really trying to put the clothes on.
Oh, interesting theory.
And it could have been you just got the same car as that person.
Interesting theory.
It was one of those, you want to be at the bar tonight, fine, take your stuff.
Did they confuse my car for somebody else's that they were possibly looking for? Okay. I don't hate the idea.
That's not really like a common thing. Like, I'm from Baltimore. I've never came out of a bar and had clothes.
Bro, it's weird. It's weird. Yeah. I don't go out a lot, man. And this is why I don't go out. Y'all wonder why I don't go out? This is why I don't go out. Kramer, why don't you drink? This is why I don't drink.
It would happen to you.
Because weird stuff happens. This is every time I go, this is what happens. All right, there goes Brian. All right, my guy. Good talking to you.
Have a good one.
To bay or not to bay? That is the Maryland question.
I have a woman that is handkerchiefed. It's starting to look like we kidnapped her.
Well, it is that, actually. So, I am here against my will.
So we better get this bit started.
Blindfolded against my will.
Do it quickly before this starts to look very illegal. Okay, let's go.
I hope the blinds are open.
Let's go.
To bay or not to bay? That is the Maryland question.
No, Jess was harmed in the creating this next segment. Okay?
That's not true. I am harmed internally. My heart is harmed.
This is called to bay or not to bay, and you've come for a very good month of this. If you've never been here for a regular to bay or not to bay, do you want to explain, Jess, the origins of this segment?
Yes. So we typically put Old Bay on things you have not put Old Bay on to let you know if it's a good combo or not. Because when we first moved here 5 years ago, everyone said we could put Old Bay on anything. And so we just test that theory once a week.
So we've done all kinds of things over the last 4.5 years of doing this segment. This month we got a little creative, and we're calling this the Mystery Item Month. And that's exactly why Jess is sitting here in a blindfold, because she doesn't know what the mystery item is going to be. Now, last week we did pudding. We were very kind, and you liked chocolate pudding with Old Bay. It was delicious.
Yeah, that was definitely to bay.
This week, I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be or not. Charlotte, our producer, can you show the camera before you give Jess her item? Can you just show the camera what it is? And so I don't even think you'll be able to tell. Jess, I don't think you're going to hate it.
I already hate this now.
I don't think you're going to hate it. It's honestly, let me tell you this. I wouldn't hate it.
I actually am going to hate it.
I would.
That means
I would
this
be.
Sucks.
No, I don't think. I don't think I. I don't think I. Would. Oh, I don't no. think I would. Okay, so Jess has no idea what she's about to.
I smell the Old Bay for sure. What? You put a ton on there. I can smell that so strongly.
I feel like we went pretty kind for week number one, and I don't know why you would expect anything differently for week number two from us, right?
So what's the situation? Like, I have to, like. What
yeah,
am I?
We told Jess just put the. You just don't nibble it.
No.
Because I don't want this item to fall apart.
Can I have something to bite this over? I'm definitely not swallowing this whole thing. You're nuts.
You don't have to swallow it, but I just feel like you just need to give it a fair shot because this food item deserves. I feel like this food item doesn't get a fair chance.
Ew! What is it?
I don't. I feel like.
Is it that nasty bland Girl Scout cookie?
I will give you no clues. Jess wishes it was any kind of cookie right now. Okay. Jess has no idea what she's about to eat with Old Bay on it, and here we go. Let's put it just where she's gonna just
what
try
is it.
Just try it, and here she goes.
No.
Mystery item. Here we go.
I can't do this. I really hate this so much.
Mystery food item number two.
I might start crying. I don't like this at all. This is worse.
Okay. It's not. It's really not that bad. It was pudding last week. It's pretty close to pudding. Yep.
Ew, what is that? What is that?
Did you invite it?
No.
Jessica, you got to bite it. You're an adult. You're not a child. You're an adult. You have to bite it.
In my contract, it doesn't say I'm obligated to do Fear Factor. This is stupid.
Just take a bite. Just take a bite. Come on. It's not bad. It's not bad. Come on.
What is that? What is that?
Just, okay, before you take the blindfold off, before you take the blindfold off, tell us.
I spit it out.
Tell us this.
I don't know what it is, but it's like hard on the outside and like fake on the, is this fake food? What
Wait,
is it?
Tell us, just, okay, so just give
I
us,
can't, it's
give
like
us.
Maybe some sort of like link thing, but it's not. It's like fake, it's fake something. Okay. I don't know.
Is it well, tell us this. Is it to bay or not to bay, whatever
it's
it is?
It's not.
Okay, it's not. You don't like it.
No.
Okay, can I it open? Tastes fake. Yes, you can now look at it.
What is that? Is this tofu?
That's tofu.
Oh.
You like tofu.
Minute and miso soup, not like standalone. Like, this is weird. Tofu standalone is weird.
All right, just did tofu in Old Bay. Come on, dude. That was a way too dramatic for tofu.
I'm sorry. Tofu blindfolded just on sensory alone is terrifying.
Can you, okay, now that you know what it is, we give it a fair shot.
Okay, Matt.
Okay. Yo, Jess just threw that in her mouth like it was fine. You're so dramatic.
Dude, not seeing what you're eating is like probably one of my biggest fears.
Well, okay, so now that you know what it is it to bay or not to bay? Be honest.
Is it supposed to be cold?
You can eat it cold or warm.
I feel like if it was warm, I would have liked it. The fact that it's cold is kind of weird.
Okay, is it to bay or not to bay, Jessica?
Yeah, it's to bay. It's fine.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.